This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, and yes, we are presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. I can already tell I'm going to have trouble with this group today. We are broadcasting on WRHI FM 100.1, South Carolina's most honored radio station. Today's guest is oral surgeon Dr. Hagigi from the Greater Charlotte Oral and Facial Surgery. Are you a center? Are you a place? Are you just open to interpretation?
Open to interpretation.
There you go. We're going to dive into this conversation as we learn more about what an oral surgeon does on a day-to-day basis and also some of the hot topics such as overuse of pain medication that we're seeing associated with, for example, having your wisdom teeth extracted. And we're also seeing as plastic surgery, as non-invasive, as anything above the clavicle, I believe you shared with me before.
Correct.
On air, falls under the umbrella of oral surgery. So welcome to Close Up.
Well, thank you, Patty, for having me. I appreciate it.
And you have two young ladies with you.
I do. I decided to bring some of the a small part of the team today. We have Michelle here today, as well as Danielle. So some of the wonderful young ladies that you will see in our office anytime you come by.
So you guys got to go on the field trip, or either you drew the short straw, not sure which. But anyway, we are at the Improper Pig today, right here on Main Street in Fort Mill, and we are talking about oral surgery. We think of an oral surgeon, or at least I do, as it relates to those things, our teeth, whether it's wisdom teeth, whether it is having a tooth removed, but it's so much more now. Why did you want to pursue being an oral surgeon?
Well, yes, you are correct. It is so much more than just the teeth. It is commonly perceived by the public that we do wisdom teeth, but we do a lot more. Facial cosmetics, orthognathic surgery or jaw movement, teeth, implants, as well as facial trauma. So all kinds of things. So the reason why I decided to go into it is for no other reason other than it really interested me to be able to do something that impacted people so immediately and changed their life so quickly was something that was really desirable to me, as well as having an office environment that I would enjoy going to work and seeing people like Danielle and Michelle every day. It really brings me a lot of joy.
Well, you know, and that's what it's all about, because I believe that joy is, there's an energy that people feel when they walk through the front door. And if that's important to you and you're feeling that, then those who are coming in to have their surgeries are also going to feel that.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I brought Danielle with us here today. She is incredible at making the patients feel warm and welcome, and getting you anything you ever would need for the whole experience. So it really is important to put the patient at ease when they come into my office.
I think that's fantastic. Now, here we are in Fort Mill, and I'm reading on your jacket, Greater Charlotte. So tell me the tie-in with why you're here and interested in sharing more about this field with our listeners in York County and the Tri-County area.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you said, our name is Greater Charlotte Oral and Facial Surgery. We have offices throughout the Greater Charlotte region, including Indian Land in South Carolina, which is most relevant to the Fort Mill community, as well as Steel Creek, Pineville, and Gastonia. So it is important for me to spread some of the words that we have about our practice and some of the things that we do a little differently from some of the others, and how we think we can change things for the better.
Well, I think that's wonderful. You said that you have about how many that work along with you in the office?
Oh, it's always growing. There's probably 20 or 25 of us in our team right now.
And the ratio of men to women is what?
It's uneven. I work with a number of very talented females, which is wonderful.
And you have sisters, I'm assuming, to be able to manage a day with a ratio like that.
I have what now?
Sisters that prepared you for
No, absolutely not. Not a single one. The closest thing I have is aunts and cousins.
So you're making up for it now.
I'm making up for it. All of the wonderful attributes that I missed out on.
Oh, well, and what I love, too, is how do you feel at the end of the day?
Wonderful. I feel absolutely wonderful and exhausted at the end of the day.
That is so awesome. You know, as it relates to people coming to you, is it through a referral from a dentist, or how do they find you? How do they go about selecting an oral surgeon?
Everybody does it a little differently. We get people from everywhere in all walks of life, and it comes from referral from their general dentist, their general doctor, their hospital, the internet. Some people find us on their own, or referral from other people that we've worked on. So we do see people from everywhere and from every means.
So really a check, all of the above. And in terms of overall health, how vital and how important is it that your mouth and your teeth are healthy?
Well, you're speaking to me, so I think incredibly.
Yeah, I think a lot of people underrate. They think of their teeth as a cosmetic expense.
Correct.
Not necessarily a foundation for health.
Well, when you take into consideration the gateway for nutrition, when people don't have proper dentition or teeth, they are unable to eat properly, and therefore a lot of the healthier foods are bypassed. So it's often overlooked how important your teeth are in proper nutrition for your whole body, as well as a lot of the other risks associated with poor teeth and cardiovascular or heart health or a number of other things that work throughout your entire body.
Yeah, and of course it is Heart Month, so cardiovascular health is really important, and there is a connection between your teeth and your heart and keeping everything in optimum health the best that you can. We're going to take our mid-program break, come back, and continue our wonderful conversation.
I certainly can't wait.
With Dr. Ha Ha Ha. Hagiki, right? Okay, we are live today.
If you say
so. Improper Pig, right here on Main Street in Fort Mill, co-sponsored today by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, buying, building, or refinancing. Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. Lots more close up in just a few.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back, and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K, presented by Kuester Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas, broadcasting live on WRHI FM 100.1, South Carolina's most honored radio station. I'm Patty Mercer, here with Dr. Hagiki. He is an oral surgeon with Greater Charlotte Oral and Facial Surgery, which we are learning, I am learning, you already know this, obviously, that when it comes to oral surgery, it is anything above the clavicle.
To make things simple, yes.
Okay, so that would include anything teeth-related, mouth-related, jaw-related.
Correct.
What about nose?
Noses as well can be incorporated, yes.
Okay, what else you got? Ears?
Ears, around the eyes.
The tail of the dog.
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
I usually tell people above the clavicles and in ears and in front.
So how you know, like we have specialized doctors.
Yes.
How does it all work together? I mean, for example, You also do fillers and cosmetics and things like that. So how does it kind of work together where an oral surgeon would do what one might think you would need to go to a plastic surgeon to have done?
So there is a lot of overlap. There are a lot of procedures that an oral surgeon or an oral-maxillofacial surgeon would do that a plastic surgeon or a ear, nose, and throat doctor would do. There are a number of things that we all do, and we all have other things that are more specific to each specialty. But in terms of things like trauma, all three of those specialties can do trauma very well. In terms of facial cosmetics, that's more doctor specific. Not every plastic surgeon does facial cosmetics. Not every ENT doctor does facial cosmetics, and not every ENT doctor does it either. So it's very doctor specific and training specific.
And I would guess within the network of associations that you have, you kind of gravitate towards what you feel you enjoy the most and
Correct.
You're the best at. And if there's anything that is, that you're not interested in, you have other people that you would send that person on to.
Well, it's not necessarily what I am interested in or not. It's what who I feel can do the best job for the patient.
Gotcha.
And if that's me or if that's a colleague, that's where I determine where the patient would go.
Yeah, I like to watch the show Botched.
I'm sorry.
I know, right? But it's TV. It's entertaining. But it also is kind of really scary in a way, too, because these two surgeons are going behind someone that did not deliver the expectation in a cosmetic procedure. Have you ever had to do that in what you do every day?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, that's good. Do you have a specialty that you feel is the majority of your work or something that you really enjoy the most?
A majority of my work is dental alveolar, so
what
you consider mouth.
Okay.
I typically do most of my work in the mouth, whether that be wisdom teeth and implants, but also a fair amount or a heavy amount of cosmetic surgery as well as trauma surgery. So people that are in car crashes, people who happen to fall down, unfortunately. And another thing that we call orthognathic surgery, which is a big, long, crazy word, essentially saying moving your jaws around to a more appropriate position. So those are some of the things that I find the most interest in. But there are a number of other procedures that I love to do as well, including TMJ or joint surgery, which is increasingly popular. And OSA. You hear a lot of people in today's day and age getting obstructive sleep apnea, and there are many things that we can do to help treat that.
That's encouraging for someone that is having sleep issues. Also, TMJ, that can create a lot of headaches. So when you fix those problems, you are improving the quality of someone's life tremendously.
Correct.
That'd be a good feeling.
It is, yeah. It's an incredible feeling. It's a process for TMJ surgery, but the impacts that you can have on a person's life are incredible.
I'm amazed at just the preventative steps now and how the movement of the mouth can shape, for example, a palate expander. Like,
yes.
That was not even, I don't think, invented when I was younger. But my daughter has...
You don't look that old.
Oh, well, I don't know then. Maybe I'm speaking out of line. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. I'm sure we're about the same age. But anyway, but this palate expander gives so much opportunity for every tooth to just be beautiful and to be showcased rather than pulled just to accommodate the mouth you have. Who knew?
Who knew?
This is so cool.
And actually, in my line of work, a palatal expander is typically associated with orthodontist.
Yes.
But in my line of work, we can do surgically assisted palatal expanders for people that have finished growing to help expand their palate as well.
Wow.
There are just a number of things that have been developed over the years that we can do things that were not possible before.
A friend of mine actually had a cadaver bone to anchor, I think, an implant.
Dental implant, yeah.
Yes.
It's very common. Very common. I do it every day.
As we sit in the improper pig, it's an interesting thought, is it not?
Well, I'm not using any pig bones, so.
Okay.
Just not that improper.
Okay. Gotcha. But how, I mean, when you go into your office, do you have before and after pictures, or do you have, I mean, how do you explain to someone that has experienced facial trauma, for example, through a car accident, where you can help them go in terms of improving?
So I like to think I do a good job explaining things to my patients, and very patient specific. We do have references, both digital and on paper, as well as surgical models, to try to explain as much as we can and try to give our patients a realistic expectation for what we believe the outcome will be. I think that's the most important thing, to to have the patient understand what is going to happen and what the results will be.
How do you approach pain medication? I mean, it used to be pretty much standard. You would be sent home with some opioid pain medication. Now with the epidemic and the numbers just growing every day, there seems to be a pullback, a more conservative approach. How do you handle that in your office?
So I've decided to handle things a little bit differently than the conventional approach. So there are new medications out there that give us the ability to completely avoid opiates and narcotics for our post-operative pain management. So there are medications that we provide that we can inject during the surgery, oftentimes while the patient's still asleep and they don't have to experience any of it, where they are comfortable for 3 or 4 days without much discomfort at all, without any pain medication.
And you don't have to worry about someone stealing anything you didn't use because it was through an IV that you received that pain medicine.
That's correct, yeah.
You didn't think about it like that now, did you?
Well, we think about all of the things, and we have a lot of measures to try to prevent anything from going awry.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back and have more conversation with Dr. Hagigi. Your name's fun.
It is fun, especially the few extra ha's.
I bet we can get everybody in the place going, Dr. Ha, 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 ha.
I'm sure we could.
But we're not. Okay, this is Close Up for Mill TKK. We've got more conversation about oral surgery. See how great you feel when your mouth is healthy? Right here, co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, on live on this location here at the Improper Pig on Main Street in Fort Mill. I'm Patty Mercer. Stay tuned. Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is a perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back, and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. I have got a lively group today. And
well, at least one.
No, I think all
three. I don't know what's going on with the rest.
All three. Now, I do have a question about being an oral surgeon. Did you have to, I mean, what is the education pathing to become Dr. Hagigi?
It is a journey. And to hear people say your name wrong every single day is part of it as well.
I'm sorry, but I'm feeding off the audience here. And these two know you well, so I'm hoping it's okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's a long journey. So after high school, most people typically go through the route of an undergraduate degree. So at least 4 years for that, as well as 4 years of dental school, and then another 4 to 6 years of residency, with oftentimes internships, intermixed and fellowships. So we're looking at minimum 12 years, and it can, the sky's the limit there.
Wow.
So a long journey to get me to be here in front of you.
Where, have you always been in this area? Where did you go to school?
I went to school at, I did my residency in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And right after residency, I moved down here to the wonderful weather. Not and today, but...
Is that what it was? The weather that...
The weather, the practice, these wonderful young ladies that we work with that make the experience so much better.
Yeah, I like them too.
They're all right.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. So, okay. Well, enough of that. I had to ask that question because my son asked me how you become an oral surgeon. And he lets me know if I ask dumb questions. So hopefully that one will be meet his approval, right? So as it relates to back to the pain medication and not over prescribing and, you know, people that are addicted are looking for unused pills. They tend to have a street value.
Yes.
You have incorporated into your office a way to, if you do prescribe pain medication and the person can take that home, maybe it makes them feel better, but they know that they're only going to use it if needed. How do you, it's a dispose RX?
Yes. So, with the beginning of that question, we try to limit the amount of narcotics that we have to give, but they do have their place in every type of surgery, and oftentimes are necessary and do a lot of good. So therefore, when we do have to prescribe various narcotics, we are able to give the patient a little container of a product called DisposeRx, which is a North Carolina company. Actually, the product is made here in North Carolina, to my understanding. Well, we're in South Carolina now, but in the Carolinas.
Well, we're like 10 minutes.
10 minutes away.
Okay.
And essentially, any of your unused tablets, you're able to mix with water and this product, and it makes everything inert so that the opiates and narcotics cannot be retrieved at all. So that's an incredible product that we have to offer to help reduce some of the epidemic that we see around here.
That's fantastic. Absolutely. And again, it's one of those things that you don't, it's a relevant topic. It's 12 years ago, we weren't thinking about this. It was take what you need and feel better. It's almost like, you know, you don't have to have pain because there's this great medication that's going to help you feel better. And who would have thought that today it would set people up to actually become heroin addicts, you know, because they're
Correct.
Looking for that same family or class of medication.
And some of the most opiate-induced epidemics are located in the Carolinas, actually. Some of the counties in the Carolinas have some of the worst abuse rates in the country. So definitely hitting home on a national issue, which I believe is the topic of the show.
Absolutely. Why the Carolinas, from your opinion, do you feel like we are considered higher than other places in the country?
I honestly don't have the answer for that. It's such a wonderful place. I can't imagine any reason.
Well, you know, again, it's changed the face of addiction, and it's horrifying. And as a parent, now we're seeing that 3 days can lead to an addiction. Is this true for everybody, or is it those that may be genetically?
Everybody's a little different, and I don't have the answers for you in terms of whether it's genetically induced or anything of that matter. But I do know that when you introduce a younger patient to narcotics, they are more prone to addiction later in life. So when you're coming to us to get your wisdom teeth removed or having your children's wisdom teeth removed, if we don't have to give narcotics, we can help reduce any possible chance.
And again, that's the conversation that happens prior to, so that all your patients feel comfortable in the expectation, in the recovery process. And what, besides these fabulous ladies beside you, really makes you different in your approach for healthcare?
I think some of the things that we spoke about already, about some of these medications that we have available to reduce the amount of opiates and narcotics that we have to give, makes me a little bit different. And just my personality is a little bit different than the usual oral surgeon. I think that makes me a little different in my true care for the patient. Not to say that others don't, but I do think I'm a unique individual, and I like to make my patients feel as comfortable as possible in a very stressful situation.
That's fantastic. Truly a calling and a pleasure. So much fun having you with me today.
I do appreciate being here. Thank you.
You'll have to come back, okay?
Absolutely.
I think they're going to go get a brisket now.
Yeah,
right
at
here.
Least.
Improper Pig, thank you. And also to Danielle and Michelle, thank you for all that you do. This is, right here, Greater Charlotte Oral and Facial Surgery, Dr. Agigi. Thank you for being with me on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TK, presented by Kuster Commercial, co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. When the facts matter, close-up counts. Until next time, this is Patty Mercer. Stay close.